Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Charles Whelan is our guest, our new friend, soon to be old friend. He's a columnist for Yahoo. He's also a professor at the University of Chicago's Harris School of Public Policy, but currently on assignment over at Dartmouth, teaching the same things over there. And Charles, I'm sorry I can't be nearby you so I can come and audit one of your classes. I'd love to do that. What will you... Talk to us about that. What are you teaching the young people these days? What's the most important? If somebody said, okay, Charles, you can only talk to these kids today for 1 hour, what would you talk to them about?
I'd talk to them about something that's also in the book. There are two chapters. I think it's chapter 3 and chapter 4 in the book. One of them is why markets work as well as they do. And it talks about, people think they understand markets is buying and selling and prices go up and down. But really what it's about is a mechanism for allocating goods. That we take things that are scarce, as we were talking about earlier, and they go to the high bidder. I mean, that's how you get concert tickets and it's how you get car and everything else. And the beauty of that is that information's transmitted very quickly, that people generally who want something the most are the most willing to pay for it, so that's where it goes. And there are a lot of elegant...
But it's not... But that what you just said, though, is not always fair.
Right.
What upsets me is the government seems to... More and more, the government seems to think we have to make everything fair.
Well, the definition of fair is probably something I would teach. I'm not sure I'd use my hour on it, but the problem is everybody's got a different... Fair is not an objective term.
Right.
And so we will argue about it today. We'll argue about it next year. In 100 years, people will be arguing about it. So that's chapter 3. But there is chapter 4, which is, okay, when don't markets work as well as we would like? And I would even leave fairness out of that discussion. That comes later.
Yeah.
And I think even if you're quite conservative, the first thing you got to recognize is there are a lot of institutional things that we take for granted that must happen for markets to work reasonably well. So we need property rights, for example.
Right.
I can't be buying and selling stuff if it's not clear who owns it.
We need devotion to contracts
and law,
the rule of law, right.
And a place to enforce contracts relatively cheaply.
Mm-hmm.
And information in a lot of cases, weights and measures. I often say, when you go up and pump gasoline, do you worry about whether you're really getting a gallon or
right.
not? And some people actually do, but, we're going to pay somebody to check the pump because it just saves us a lot of time and that kind of thing. So I say, there are the tracks on which capitalism runs.
Mm-hmm.
They happen to be pretty good in this country. Infrastructure is another one. It just makes it easier to move goods around, to transmit information, those kinds of things. Those have to be in place in order for all the good things we just talked about with markets.
And those are important jobs for the government.
They tend to be, yeah.
The Department of Agriculture for Weights and Measures, for example.
Right, because it's relatively cheap for one guy to go out and check all the gas pumps in Grafton County, and we'll pay him $40,000, and then every time you and I get out of our car, we don't have to go in and measure and think about it.
And for all of us to agree that we're gonna use that service and use those measures, we have to do that.
Right, it's a currency. Not debased. That's why I accept it, so that we're not you decided to buy my book. We don't have to discuss whether you're going to be paying me in rabbit pelts, or stones or whatever. I mean, that's going to make it a lot more expensive in terms of time kind of transaction.
But those aren't the things where the debates are these days. The debates are back to me, it seems to me, back to where what you said earlier, and that's about the allocation of goods and services. And isn't the government picking winners and losers more?
Yes. I don't know if it's more. I mean, we've always kind of had a tendency, at least since, say, the 1930s, the reason that we'll always have those debates is we just don't have an objective benchmark of fair.
Mm-hmm.
There are two kinds of equity we actually talk about in economics. One is horizontal equity, which we don't argue about much either, which is we're going to treat equal people equally. So if I make $40,000, you make $40,000, most reasonable people would say that our tax burdens ought to be the same.
Right.
Vertical equity is the one we scream at each other about, and that says if I make $1 million and you make $40,000, how much of my income should you get?
Right.
And There just is no, there's no right answer. There's no metric to even think about that right answer. So we will always be screaming at each other about it.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, give us a website, Charles, where we can find you and how we can
it
find your book.
www.nakedeconomics.com.
All right, then we can find out, read a little bit about the book there.
Right, and you can find the book most places books are sold.
Wherever books are sold. Charles Whelan, W-H-E-E-L-A-N. And you can find the book Naked Economics wherever books are sold, and also at that website, nakedeconomics.com. Charles, will you come back another day? I've enjoyed having you here.
Oh, I'd be delighted. It was a lot of fun.
Good. Well, you got a lot more to teach us, and I'm looking forward to that. We'll do that real soon. Have fun up there in New Hampshire. It's snowing up there today, right?
It is snowing a lot.
It's snowing in New Hampshire, folks. How about that? Thanks, Charles. Take care. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.